since his second swearing in, or even before, President Trump has pushed for a massive piece of legislation that would wrap up many of his administration's priorities with one tidy bow. Well, today, he got his wish. House Republicans passed that massive tax and policy bill, delivering to the president what he wanted by his preferred deadline, the 4th of July. Here's House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Today, we are making the dream of a government that puts the American people first a reality. A reality.
The legislation extends Trump's 2017 tax cuts and boosts spending on border security and defense. It also cuts spending across a range of programs, most notably Medicaid. Democrats voted in unison against the bill, but will they speak with one voice to voters ahead of the midterms? To shine some light on their 2026 strategy, I spoke with Ken Martin, chair of the Democratic Party, shortly before the vote.
Well, look, let me just start with how devastating this bill is. Look, these cowardly Republicans, most of them who, haven't met with their constituents, they refuse to meet with their constituents, right, and who tried to pass this bill in the middle of the night. Thank God that Hakeem Jeffries gave his record-breaking speech today to make these Republicans actually vote in broad daylight, right? We're, at the end of the day, these Republicans betrayed their constituents. They put their fealty to Donald Trump and the Republican Party and his billionaire friends ahead of the constituents that they were elected by, right? And this betrayal is immense, right? They betrayed seniors in their districts who now, thanks to this bill passing, a quarter of nursing homes are going to close around the country, and we're literally going to be booting seniors out of their nursing homes. They betrayed children. Over 3 million children throughout this country who rely on SNAP benefits are going to go without food now. They betrayed the disabled. 17 million Americans now, right? The largest reduction ever in our country's history in healthcare are going to be kicked off of their health insurance because of this bill. So for me, we're going to hang this vote around the neck of every single Republican who decided to sell their constituents out to help billionaires.
Explain to me how so, though, because I've covered politics for a long time, and historically, Republicans have been pretty good at selling a message. For example, this is a bill that is widely known as the Big Beautiful Bill, even though I will note this is not something that will be beautiful for all Americans. So what can members of your party tell their constituents that is as concise and compelling as that, that can explain to people the message that you have?
It's not beautiful. There's nothing beautiful about this bill. At the end of the day, this is the most unpopular piece of legislation in the last half century. Majority of Americans, not majority of Democrats, majority of Americans do not favor this bill. It is a gift for the Democratic Party, right? Because let me tell you, many people who left our party, they bought this snake oil salesman's message that he was going to actually improve their lives and strengthen communities. He hasn't delivered at all on any of that. And that gives us an opportunity as a Democratic Party, if we're willing to take it. And I'll tell you what, we are willing to take that opportunity to actually expand our coalition and bring many of those people back into the conversation and back into our party.
I've got to ask you about a bit of polling. According to the latest NPR PBS News Marist poll, the approval rating for congressional Democrats is at just 27%. That is down from 39% last February. How do you and your fellow Democrats make the case to the American public that they can trust you and that they can support the party?
Well, I think it's a fair point, right? We have to earn the trust of voters back. And there's no doubt that there were a number of people over not just this last election, but many elections who've left our party because they don't feel like we're fighting for them anymore. And, actually last year, there was some research that showed, surprisingly, it should have been the canary in the coal mine, that for the first time in American history, the majority of Americans believe that the Republican Party best represents the interest of the middle class, the working class, and the poor, and the Democratic Party is the party of the wealthy and the elites, right? Well, boy, this vote today actually proves that it's just the opposite, right? And that is what I'm talking about, is for us to earn the trust back of these voters, we have to stand up and fight for them again. And we have to give them a sense of what our economic agenda is and what it would mean if they put Democrats back in power versus this, Republican administration who's made it clear that they could give a damn about working people in this country, and they're certainly not going to fight for them. So I do think, look, we've got work to do. There's no doubt about it, right? But I've always said this, when you hit rock bottom, guess what? There's only one direction to go, and it's up. And that's what we're doing. And certainly this bill is going to supercharge that because people are going to be pissed off around this country.
But there's polling out there that suggests that a number of Americans are not actually familiar of the details of what is in this legislation. It is a mammoth bill, even for those of us who track it incredibly closely. So
it seems like that could present a challenge for your party in defining it and making sure that people know the details that you feel are not a good deal for the American people. How do Democrats do that?
Yeah, I mean, we have to get out there. It's why we just launched our organizing summer campaign, right? Making sure that we are actually getting into the spaces where voters are at, right? Not just the traditional spaces, the news and media, but going to picnics, going to sporting events, you know, going to book clubs, you know, making sure that we are where voters are at in those, you know, sort of offline spaces. And then making sure in those online spaces that we are meeting voters where they're at and getting the message out so they know exactly how disastrous this bill is. And we have to do that. And we have to do a better job of messaging around that.
We just saw Zohran Mamdani, a Democratic Socialist, win the New York mayoral primary over the establishment candidate Andrew Cuomo. And I'll just note that Mamdani did not have the Democratic Party's support. Does that win make you reconsider your strategy when it comes to backing establishment Democrats in the midterms?
No, listen, my strategy has always been to support whoever our Democratic nominee is, right? And Mamdani is our Democratic nominee, and we will support him. You know, look, we're a big tent party. We have conservative Democrats, we have centrists, we have progressives, and we have leftists, right? And I believe you win elections through addition, not subtraction. You win elections by actually, you know, bringing people into your coalition, not pushing them out. And so for me, there are a lot of lessons to learn from his campaign. One is how disciplined he was on the message. He stayed focused on what people care about, which was affordability. And then also his online and offline presence and how he actually met voters where they were at with a message that was resonant. That's the key to winning, for sure. And you know what? We are happy as a Democratic Party to support our nominees wherever they live, no matter what part of the ideological spectrum they're on. We're going to support them because guess what? At the end of the day, in my opinion, you know, any Democrat, regardless of their flavor, is better than a Republican any day of the week.
That was Democratic Party Chair Ken Martin. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.